I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Amanda Dixon is the longtime host of Utah's Morning News. You can hear more of her each weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. It's so nice to have Heather Barney with me this week, longtime government and communications director, now businesswoman. Dr. Tamara Sheffield is my guest, senior medical director of preventive medicine at Intermountain Healthcare. And Trish Hatch is with me, coordinator of the CASA program, court-appointed special advocate. I thought this was so interesting what President Dallin Oaks of the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said a week ago. I know that many of our listeners are not members of the church, but I think this is a fascinating piece of advice he was giving young people, whether you're a member of the church or not. I'm curious as to your take on this, because he was talking, he and his wife both talked in this, about to young people, don't delay marriage. Get married now. Don't wait until you're financially perfect to get married. Get married and have children. And I want to ask you for your take on that advice, and especially in light of this fact, which is that we are not replacing our population. Our birth rate has gone down. And I wonder, I just look at that and think, maybe there is something to not putting off into your 30s or whenever you think it's perfect to have children. I'm not sure. Dr. Sheffield, how do you see this?
Well, I think this is something that leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are seeing, as all of our other leaders, like our governor, who's been talking to our youth and finding that there is a real problem with social connectedness, with individuals who are not, they're not face-to-face and learning skills of being together and feeling so isolated. And that's actually one of our biggest illnesses we have now with mental illness, is that this lack of connection people are having. And I don't know, I wonder how much of COVID is going to come back with this generation of individuals who could not be together, and how many skills we've lost in terms of creating family units and creating social units. We need to create more social cohesiveness rather than social division. And in order to do that, we have to develop families that children can grow in and learn and be in a safe environment. I think a lot of this is encouraging people getting back together.
What do you think about the birth rate? I know it's still high in Utah, maybe compared to some other states in the country, but it has dropped around the world, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. People are, when they have financial pressures, it always happens in times of social unrest and times when there's war going on, whether there's disease going on. Any of these types of things tend to drive people away from having children. And if we don't replace the number of children, are we actually continue to spiral economically downward? We continue to not have the resources to take care of each other. And so I think we need to be very cognizant that we look for balance and making sure that there is good, stable family units and good, stable social units so that we can continue to maintain our social integrity.
Yeah. Yeah. Trish, what do you make of this?
Well, I did research again on this just to see what I could learn. And I looked at Medicaid usage by county. Salt Lake County has the highest. Utah County has the next highest. And I went there because I found that the advice seemed to be a bit of a dichotomy. You want, you're raising children to be responsible, to manage their futures, to figure out where they need to go in their life, and to get an education, plan, prepare. The LDS Church always seems very focused on planning and preparing. And then President Oaks, at BYU, he was my president. And he comes out and says, don't worry about the future, just have kids, go ahead and do it. And I'm thinking it's sending a mixed message, because in one hand, they're telling kids to prepare and get your lives in order to create this environment where you want to raise children and have a family. So in some ways, I feel like it it's not saying all that needs to be said. You can't just go on Medicaid if you have a child, although that is there for that purpose. But there needs to be some sort of safety net in place. If you're going to do this, this is how we will help you or support you. It just can't put these families at risk, because then that puts their children at risk. Yeah. And we, where I work, I see the results of families at risk with the state of Utah child welfare. And I see what happens when parents aren't prepared for their children and the outcomes that is for these children. And I do think it's slightly irresponsible, in fact, almost irresponsible, to have children when you don't have the means or the method to keep them safe and to build a home for them and keep them in a surrounding that they can grow and thrive.
So interesting. Heather?
Well, I took more of just a, probably just a basic take on this. I think it's a very personal decision and it's different for all of us. I think in most circumstances, it can be very sound advice. And what I was thinking about was, is kind of in this generation, our kids have been kind of been bombarded with messages of me time and self-love. And I'm not saying that's bad, but I think the pendulum has swung so far to the other end that they're forgetting how to sacrifice and to be together and to do things for others. And I think family teaches you that. It doesn't give you a lot of time to be worrying about, you know, your personal trainer, which I'm not saying is bad. When you're raising a family, you learn to sacrifice, you learn to give, you learn to love, you learn to really work hard, because you do want to, you know, be successful in the family, but you also want to be able to provide for your family. And I know there's so many socioeconomic things that can go into this, and we could have a much more intelligent conversation on it. But I'm just taking it to that I believe the family is the bedrock of society, and our society's success and our neighborhood's success, I think, goes with the success of our families. But it is very personal, and I think sometimes, you know, if it's just each person has to make that decision.
Yes.
I can look at it for the sound advice that it is.
Yes. And I, you know, being someone who had children late in my life, I don't recommend that, because you just never know. I feel very lucky that that was a possibility for me, but it just won't be for everyone. And I know a lot of professional women who think, I'm just going to wait till my late 30s or even my 40s. And that's not a good gamble. Let me take another break.
Can I interrupt?
Please go ahead.
I just have to share a statistics that KSL had on the radio. This was from April 7th, that the fertility rate in Utah is 42.4% lower than it was 50 years ago.
Wow. Almost half. That's crazy.
And
thank
we're
you
still
for that.
The highest birth rate in the nation.
That's a fascinating statistic. Stay with us. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.